Hey folks, you're chowing down on Dunkin' Donuts. This is Sean Nicholas Savage, enjoy yourself.
That was Quixotic from a while ago now, the album Mortal Mirror, and that was the song Ice Cream Sundae. Just about Ice Cream Sundae season, isn't it? Yes. you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. On today's show, a couple of special guests. First of all, Zach.
Hi, everyone. Yeah, I'm Zach. I'm a McNeil High School student in Richmond, and I'm just a normal, everyday radio student. Yeah.
Awesome. So have you been on the air before, on the radio?
Technically, no. I do normal, everyday school announcements, but that's with a phone, so I don't think that counts, but yeah.
Yeah. Do you do any impersonations or voices when you do the school announcements?
I try. I have a very bad Elvis impersonation.
Good.
They told me to do a Morgan Freeman, and it ended up sounding like Cleveland from the Family Guy show. So, yeah, I try.
Cool. I did the announcements in high school as well. And
me
I had
too.
There you go.
That makes three.
And our third voice, Patrick from Rollmock, here to talk about the big show on Friday. I had John Wayne. And
my favorite actor,
Jean Chrétien, and a few other people.
I had Bryant Big Country Reeves was my my go-to impersonation.
Wow!
But we actually had televised announcements.
Oh, really? Your fancy pants West Van school.
Yeah, it was like that was a funny school. It was like a ski lodge with HD TVs in the dark corner of every.
Sentinel? Is that where
you're... No, it was Rockridge.
Rockridge.
And so we would do televised announcements every morning.
Cool.
And really take it to the next level.
Yeah. So, Zach, you're here because it's Brang Break, and you're just wanting to get a taste of radio, and you might be going into that in September?
Yeah, I'm probably going to go into radio broadcasting at BCIT, so yeah, it's great to get a taste of it on
excellent.
Air.
Excellent, excellent. That's good. Well, welcome to the station. Very happy to have you.
Thank you very much.
what, When people do that spring break voice, what's that an impression of?
I think, well, I was referencing the guy, James Franco's character from Spring Breakers.
Well, what's he referencing?
I don't know what he's referencing. I think he's referencing Riff Raff, the rapper.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's my understanding.
Okay.
But it's I probably shouldn't be doing that voice because I don't know what I'm not a... I'm a 35-year-old dad. I shouldn't be...
You don't know whose toes you're stepping on with that impression.
Exactly. Patrick, you're here for a very special occasion as well. Not just spring break, but...
I'm having a big double release show. It's something that I was working towards throughout my 20s. I'm now 30 years old. And... So I'm happy to unload this burden onto the public.
That's a great way of putting it. And so, I mean, you're pulling out all the stops for this party.
Well, not really. I had a lot of great ideas, but...
You at least have a magician, right?
I'm still looking for a magician. If there's any magicians listening, I will pay 30 bones for 3 tricks. I need one before at least 3 of the bands. Whatever you can do, doesn't have to be real fancy magic, just as long as you got a cummerbund and a deck of cards.
All right, so call in at 604-822-2487, aspiring magicians.
Yeah, all easy skill levels $30. Accepted.
Yeah, excellent.
Even if you just do a Sudoku...
quickly.
Very quickly, yes. In front of an audience. I will be impressed.
So that is happening Friday night. Rollmock is playing, and your admission includes a 7-inch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a new 7-inch and a new cassette tape. I've already given the 7-inch out to a lot of people, so if those people would like a cassette tape with their entrance fee, that's acceptable.
Excellent. Good to know.
I also have unearthed about 30 copies of a split 7-inch we did with the Apollo Ghosts
from
a few years ago.
Pennington years.
Yeah, which I was given from Geographing Records and then promptly stored away in a cubbyhole and have never sold to anyone. So I'll be giving those away.
Because those are otherwise sold out. I mean, that was
the
story for a long time. The official story was that was sold out.
If you go to my favorite local record store, Vinyl Records, on, what street is that,
Pender? West Hastings.
West Hastings?
I think it's on Hastings.
Yeah. You can buy a copy for only $35. What a steal.
All right, let's listen to some music.
All right.
Who are you playing with do you want to listen to one of your songs?
Sorry, I thought you were throwing to me. No. Who am I playing with at the show? Playing with all my best buds. I am playing with Watermelon, who are queens and kings of the scene.
Indeed.
I just love them to bits.
Yeah.
So they will be performing. My excellent friend Jeff Johnson, who just celebrated a birthday yesterday, along with his wife, Laura, who celebrated a birthday 6 or 7 days ago. They will be performing. Their band is called OK Vancouver OK, a band that I've
played with. She's preggers?
She's super preggers, yeah. She's got 1 month to go before she pops. I don't know. She's doing it all. She made a delicious birthday cake last night. And
amazing.
She's a superwoman. Mm-hmm. So they'll be performing as well, OK Vancouver OK, and I think I'll be joining them on the conga drums for a couple numbers. Soft Serve, great new band comprised of a few folks from other projects that I never thought would end up holding a conversation with each other, let alone starting a band together, but the powers that be brought them together. Yeah, and
with their fruitful results.
Yeah, they're like the Avengers of the East Van music scene. It's got Tom from Watermelon, Al from Village, and my hero, Chad, who plays in a band with me, Gal Grayson. And he's just a wonderful, wonderful person.
Awesome. Well, let's give that a listen. Does that sound good, Zach?
It sounds great, man.
Let's listen to some Soft Serve. This is Words for Others.
We'll be right back. words you cross, a weight you must bear. Letters that take your time, I'm almost there. A blank page you stare. Take your time, I'm almost there. A blank page you stare. You'll wait for hours and then you descend. Writing words for others, yourself you will mend. Many starts to an end. What changes in you when you hold the pen?
Thank you. CITR's annual general meeting and volunteer appreciation night is on Monday, March 31st. We would like to double especially invite student members to the Tangent Cafe located at 2095 Commercial Drive for an evening of prizes, free appetizers, and tasty beverages. The AGM starts at 6:30 and we will have our annual volunteer appreciation award ceremony afterwards, where every department gives out awards to volunteers who did an awesome job throughout the year.
My hands hurt. Can I stop cutting out these CD cases now?
No, you can't.
So be sure to come down to the Tangent Cafe Monday night, March 31st.
Right. That was a brand new Rollmock song, sort of.
From a couple of years ago, yeah.
From a couple of years ago. on the newly released 7-inch, Holy Shades of Night, that was the song Hobgoblin Blues. What's the story of that song, Patrick?
Oh, gosh, that one... I was just trying to rip off Suicide, I guess.
With zero synths.
With no... There's actually a synthesizer in there. Yeah, the bass wasn't punchy enough, so... Okay. I replayed the bass on a synthesizer and then EQ'd it to make it sound more like an actual bass.
Nice.
But
little studio magic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can do that when you're playing in the big leagues.
Oh. Just like, what's that guy's name? Brian Big Country Reeves?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyhow, so what's the deal, Patrick? These songs were recorded. These songs are from a while ago.
Yeah.
And my understanding is they were recorded a while ago. What's going on in your life that these took so long to see the light of day?
Well, that's a great question, Duncan.
This chair is really squeaky.
I don't know. I get really neurotic about this stuff, and there's so many songs, like all of our A material, we never even recorded. This is all of our B material. I think the Travels in the Interior District's tape that we're putting out is our B material, and maybe the Holy Shades of Night is our C material. So I try to meet an occasion with something appropriate, and we had a couple offers to put out things. The Travels in the Interior Districts was originally supposed to be on a 10-inch that someone had offered to put out a 10-inch for us, so I wrote songs that fit perfectly onto a 10-inch, but it took so long to actually record the songs, record the songs that offer dematerialized. And likewise with the 7-inch, the Holy Shades of Night, was supposed to come out on a prominent Canadian garage rock label, but then when I sent them the material, they said, oh, we don't really feel like putting that out anymore.
So they caved on their offer?
After spending over a grand recording and mixing and everything. So that was a bit of a downer. But whatever, no hard feelings. So then I had all these recordings from these two things that were supposed to be released by other people. And I was kind of dirt broke.
What's the Wi-Fi password?
And what is the Wi-Fi password?
What's the Wi-Fi password around here? I'm gonna close this door.
So I was sitting on all this stuff, and I couldn't really afford to put it out at the moment. It took a really long time to get it sounding the way I wanted to, and then eventually I had a little bit of money that I was going to use to pay off some credit card debt, and I thought to myself, well, you know, why not just pay respect to my 20s and try to put out some of these things that I worked hard on and that have been sitting around. And so this is the very late-dated fruit of my labors now being finally released. The Travels in the Interior Districts we recorded in 2010. And this stuff we recorded...
Do you remember 2010, Zach?
Yeah, back in the day.
Yeah, I wrote those songs when I was living at the Zoo Shop, when that place first opened. And then the Holy Shades of Night we recorded a couple years later at the beginning of 2012. And then there was a membership change-up in the band. So that kind of... cast doubt as to whether we would continue playing or what was going on. So everything just kind of, nothing with this band has ever moved very smoothly, and I love the people in the band and I love playing with them, but it's always been kind of difficult to get organized and feel like we're all going in the same direction. So I don't know if this show tomorrow is going to be our last show. I imagine we'll probably come back together a few more times in the future when called upon. But it's really hard for us to be super productive and motivated all at the same time, because we all have different jobs and different schedules, and at least one member of the band is married, and so we have commitments and responsibilities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of forces tearing you guys apart.
I know.
Yeah. But we have the music.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is the sound of us working as a unit, even though I micromanage everything and total megalomaniac.
So I'd like to talk about the history of the band a bit, or it like, but let's just play another song first to remind people about why we're here. What would you like to hear?
Oh, I was thinking, of playing some of the songs that I ripped off in recording these songs. I'm not one who just organically comes up with a great idea. I have a tendency to sort of adapt my influences and make them my own. Sometimes it's not so obvious. Other times it's really...
You're on there.
So. Really on the face.
Okay.
So I'm just kind of scrolling through some of the things I could play here. I figure if I go for something way out of my comfort range, then the results are more likely to be my own if I choose something that I couldn't possibly hope to recreate. So sometimes I feel like we're sort of a globalization rock and roll band, in that we're just appropriating styles of music that have been appropriated from other styles of music, and that there's this kind of... I don't know.
Simulacrum.
Simulacrum was, yes, between it all. So let's listen to something that sounds absolutely nothing like Roll Muck, but that I still tried to rip off to the best of my abilities. And that would be this Algerian proto-Rai song. Why not?
Perfect.
By a musician. Here we go.
Excellent.
This is a song by a singer from a country, and it's pop music.
So, bring it on. Lay it on me.
All right.
Here we go. Is it working?
Yep.
Not over here. Oh, there we go.
Mm-hmm.
درتي في رايك وانا عواش قدر وهاي مازال نبغيك مالقريتو مازال نبغيك مالقريتو مازال نبغيك ويا رايا درتي في رايك وانا عواشقك هاي مالقريتو مازال نبغيك مالقريتو مازال نبغيك
مازال نبغيك Kirpem, allarımı böyle yaz.
All right, Patrick, tell us what we heard.
That was the incomparable Ennio Morricone theme song to Faccia a Faccia, a movie that has never been released in any format in North America. That it's a spaghetti western that tells the tale of Mussolini through its own storytelling techniques,
mm-hmm.
About a man corrupted by power and driven mad.
Il Duce. Yep.
Yeah, a bad man. Great track. Ennio Morricone is on a world tour right now, although it's been postponed slightly because he's either sick or he injured himself, but it's going to be set up, or he's going to redo his show, or it's been postponed. If you listen to Exploding Head Movies on CITR, the soundtrack show, GAC had a plan to go see him there, fulfilling a lifelong dream, but then the show got postponed. Too bad.
Well, I'm a massive fan of Morricone in all his different iterations. I don't know how many soundtracks he composed over the years, probably like upward in the many multi-hundreds.
Hundreds, really?
Yeah. That's oh, God,
insane.
Yeah.
Insane.
I mean, wow. He was doing like a dozen or more a year for a while. And
didn't he? And he.
And some of them are awful. Some of them is it's just like a D sharp on a Casio, and he'll call that the title theme to Violent City or whatever.
Yeah. Did he do the music for The Godfather, and then it almost won an Oscar or something, but it got disqualified because it was based on a previous theme that he had done?
Oh, really? I hadn't heard that. That does sound like him.
I should do my research before broadcasting it.
Well, a lot of his themes sound pretty identical. But I thought I'd play a couple songs that I had directly ripped off in that set, and in one way or another. That song I didn't lift anything in particular from, though there's another song from Navajo Joe, which I actually use a sample of in the song All Roads Lead Into the Jungle. That song starts with I didn't feel like trying to recreate it, so I just took the actual song and put it into my song. Why not?
Yeah.
I mean,
great artists steal, right?
No one's paying attention to what I'm doing. I'm so below the radar. It's so freeing. I can just get away with stealing anything from anyone. And most of the time I'm stealing from people who are also so below the radar that it's just a free-for-all. Before that, it was a track from Fikret Kitsilok, Turkish psych rock folk singer. And I stole a chord change from that song for my song Jalna. And then before that was the difficult to pronounce
Butebe Segir,
with the song Malgratu, a proto-Rai track. And I kind of stole the horn part from that for the middle of my song Via del Zeta. If we went through, I feel like if people were more interested in the music I was producing, I could do a really great sort of one of those like magicians revealing their secrets
behind the music.
Yeah,
yeah.
Where I could go through each song and be like, "Well, I stole this from there, and this came." Some of the songs when I was writing them for the Travels in the Interior Districts, I was playing guitar with Sagia Sultana. As a two-piece, and she ended up kicking me out of her band because I think once I had a taste of the spotlight, I was starting to overshadow.
You overshadowed Sagia.
Yeah. So she kicked me to the curb, but I really liked some of the guitar parts that I had come up with to accompany her songs, and I feel like she would be fuming if she heard this, but so I repurposed
my
some
show
of
is also below the radar. No one listens to the show.
So I repurposed some of those and turned them into roll mock songs.
Great.
So it's just about stealing ideas from other cultures and trying to get away with it.
Fake it till you make it.
Yep.
You wanted to talk a bit about movies.
I did, yes. I'm a massive Morricone fan and a massive cinema fan in general. I love soundtracks. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of the stuff that I... a lot of the stuff on these releases that I have coming out are directly inspired by films of different genres. The song Dragworm from the Holy Shades of Night is my attempt to write a spaghetti western theme song. And, well, a few other examples. But I love the movies. Duncan, you love the movies too?
I love the movies. Zach, do you love movies?
Yes, I love movies too. Yeah.
Have you seen any spaghetti westerns? Do you know about spaghetti westerns?
I know, like, Tarantino, like, tries to remake them or, like, almost parody them in a sense, but I'm not a big spaghetti western fan. I know Seven Samurai.
Yeah. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly,
if you get a chance. Oh, yeah, with Clint Eastwood. Yeah.
Yeah, that's an excellent film.
I watched, like, 10 minutes of it, then got pretty bored.
It is kind of...
You gotta pay attention to the faces. The faces are where... Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
That movie is kind of a snooze in parts. I love it, and I find that the score makes it intensely watchable. But there are times in all of those Morricone scored spaghetti westerns, I find that they'll often have really stirring music accompanying scenes where almost nothing is happening, where people will just be standing either looking at each other or just a shot of a cliffside. And especially having listened to some of the soundtracks before having seen the movies, I'm sometimes shocked to see
that's what this is.
Yeah, how little they could come up with to, I don't know. It's kind of like he was writing those songs totally
hoping for a better film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, I thought I might play one more film-inspired song. This is the theme song to a movie I love called Vice Squad.
Vice Squad.
Starring Wings Hauser as a pimp named Ramrod. And Wings Hauser also wrote and performed the theme song to Vice Squad, which is called Neon Slime. And have you ever seen this movie, Duncan?
I haven't. I know you did a screening of it at They Live video.
No, not Vice Squad. We did a different Wings Hauser movie.
Oh, okay.
From the 90s.
Miami Connection? No, I don't know.
What was the Wings Hauser movie you showed? I don't remember. But it was really great. Wings Hauser was one of a kind. He was in a lot of B-movies in the late 70s and early 80s, and then started to show up in the like absolute Z-grade films of the early 90s. But he has so much charisma, as you will hear in this song that I'm going to play now, called Neon Slime.
Wonderful.
From a film highly recommended, though not for the faint of heart. So this is Wings Hauser.
Wings Hauser performing?
Neon Slime.
Neon
from,
Slime.
From Vice Squad.
Vice Squad. Vice Squad original soundtrack.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Some pain, but I promise you this. you'll never be the same. Come taste my honey and taste my wine. Come touch my soul at the end of the line. Bang, bang, shoot 'em up, talking about crime. Everybody swimming in the neon slime. The streets are flowing with neon slime. Everybody walking on neon slime. The neon slime. The neon. The neon
Total Chaos. This is Sean Smash, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Punk's not dead, boo.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
On Thursday, April 3rd, the craft brewery Steam Whistle's unsigned indie music series returns to Vancouver. This year, Redbird, Roll Oak, and J.P. Maurice will take the stage at the Biltmore Cabaret.
She pulled me apart from the beginning.
Tickets are only $5 at the door, with 100% of the proceeds going back to the community through Music Heals. For more information, check out Steam Whistle's unsigned indie music series on Facebook.
and bring down all the buildings. Buildings in you don't last long, we were water all along. One might say something about it, I hope that you do.
All right, Patrick, what did we hear there?
That was my good buddy, Jeff Okay, Vancouver Okay.
Mm-hmm. Whom you've toured with and...
Yep, I've been on pretty much every tour I've ever been on has been with Okay Vancouver Okay in one capacity or another.
Yeah.
And that was a song called Buildings that he put out a couple years ago on an album called Escape the Common People. One of my favorite of his many hundreds of songs.
Good. So they're going to be opening for you when you guys play this Friday night.
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. Big birthday party for you and Jarrett and a double release for Rollmock. Really a triumph of your 20s.
I'm really
kicking
excited.
Off your 30s. Mm-hmm. It's, congratulations.
It's a really big moment.
Excellent. How much? Five? Ten?
It's $8.
$8.
But it comes with a free 7-inch.
Right. And those will run you about $8 these days. So
yeah.
It's actually, you're making money.
And I wouldn't turn away anyone if they were a little bit skint. They would. I would still open it.
You've been known to finagle your way into a show
Absolutely.
Or two. Yeah. Okay.
I think I've won tickets to every Tough Age performance off of your radio show.
Zach, thank you so much. Oh, I should. Sorry. One sec before. Thank you. I just want to back announce the music. So before that, we heard New Sensei from the compilation Bloodstains Across British Columbia. That was the song Tea Swamp Park. Do you know about the Tea Swamp?
Yeah, it's like 14th.
Yeah,
and,
just south of the Biltmore.
Yeah. It's I used to work at that JJ Bean.
Right.
It's right next to there.
And, yeah.
It's a pretty crummy little park.
Yeah. Well, the park is that's where I celebrated New Year's. Long story. But that whole area, I didn't know about that. It's a swamp, and that like that's where the roads are all messed up, and
oh,
houses
really?
Are sinking, and. So that was a song about a park in the T-Swamp called T-Swamp Park by New Sensei. They're playing at Antisocial on Saturday night with Weed and Peace. It's an early show, and that's going to be a lot
Stacked.
Of fun. All ages. Cool. think about it.
Wonderful, yeah.
Think about it. Yeah, that's going to be a really fun show. Before that, we heard the Romox song from that same compilation, Bloodstains Across BC, Sun Yat-sen. And then at the top, we heard Wingshauser from the Vice Squad original soundtrack. That was the song Neon Smile. Now slime. I'm going to thank you.
Neon Slime.
Neon Slime. What did I say?
Neon Smile.
Neon Smile.
I like that too, though.
Zach, thank you for coming out.
Honestly, I want to say thanks to you and thanks to Patrick for being a great guest. And man, I'm just glad to be here.
Yeah.
Great first taste to be on radio. Like, I don't know.
Well, just,
I don't know.
Just
how to
remember
describe
us.
It. It's
okay?
Just great. Yeah. When I remember both you guys.
When you are the new Howard Stern and you are the king of the radio universe, like just thank us.
You know? I don't know if I'll be on that level. My goal is to be at least on par with you when I'm there, but that'll be tough even because I ain't got that much skill, but let's see. Like, this is a great first experience, and I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, thanks. You got all the time in the world, Zach.
Well, Duncan, I know you got a jet, but I think Zach and I are going to stick around and discuss the Ukraine crisis.
Yeah. That sounds perfect. The Terry Project is going to talk about it with you guys. That's perfect.
Well, there we go.
All right, so stay tuned for Zach and Patrick and the Terry podcast on the Ukrainian crisis.
Is it just a pre-recorded show?
Yeah, it is.
So we could talk over top of their pre-recorded podcast.
Hey, you know what? CJ told me to put it on. I'm going to walk out of the studio.
Whatever happens.
Turn on those mics. See what happens. There's got to be some, like, just pauses. You could just say, like, yo, Putin.
Can I just jam quietly in the background while it's on? Just have the mics on just a touch.
Perfect.
And I'll just play my bongo drums and...
I love
harmonica.
It. Love it. Okay, so stay tuned for the Terry podcast coming up. Go see Romok tomorrow night at the Astoria, and I will join you. I'll be back next Thursday to do this all again. Thanks, Zach. Thanks, Patrick.
Thanks,
here we go. Here is Shanklin Down from the new cassette Travels in the Interior Districts by Romok.
That's the plan. Hot jazz tune. disappear into the crowd.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean, they
wait. You don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's
I know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
Welcome to the Terry Project on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC's radio documentary series. Each month, we get together with the Alma Mater Society, UBC's student union,